Today's daf is Yuma daf Chaf Lamed Gimel. Yuma Lamed Gimel, we are on Lamed Beis, towards the bottom, as we started to discuss the avodah done every morning in the Beis HaMikdash, and the first avodah of the Karban Tumid, we say that the Kohen Gadol starts the avodah, Kratzo, he starts the avodah, and then somebody else is Meirek, somebody else finishes the avodah for him, because he's got a busy day, and he has to catch the blood also. So let's go back. The Gemara says three lines from the bottom. My karatzo, Amar Ula Lishna Diktalahu. So Lishna of killing. Amar of Nachum by Yitzchak My Kra Egla Lifefiyam Mitzrayim Keretz Mitzafon Baba. That you see the word Keretz talking about Babel attacking Mitzrayim. That's how we know that that's what it means. By Mashmuk at the Patargim of Yosef. And how do we know that Keretz means that? Because Rav Yosef has been targeting Malka Yoi Havi B'Mitzrayim Amim and Ketolan Mitzipuno Yesen Allah. So you see in the Targum that Rav Yosef said the nations come from Tzafon Ketolan. You see the Lashon of killing is mentioned there. So we ended off the Shia mentioning the Tosos in the Seches Bava Kama, where Tosfos says in Daf Gimel Amud Beis that don't think that Rav Yosef throughout Shas says Tirgumim because he was blind. And there was a worry of Dvarim Shebechsav, Iyatar Shalom and Alpeh. That's not why he always says the Tirgum. Nakad Rav Yosef, Lafisha Yabaki B'Targum. It was because he was an expert in Targum. Sheyesh Kama Inyani Targum. Because there are many different elements of Targum, types of Targumim. Veloki de Pirish Ba'alma. Not like the Olam explains. Lafisha Hayasagi Nahar, Vidvarim Shebechsav, Iyatar Shalom and Alpeh. No, that's not true. Torah doesn't say why, but says that's not true. It must just be Pasuma is not called Valpet. Valakacha ya Omer Targum to Mishum Eis Lasos. That's not why. Omer Hasan the Shari. Vein Lacha Eis Lasos called him Izet. That's the pshat that Tosfos says people say, but that's not what Tosfos thinks. But either way, this is an important discussion. Dvarim Shebechsav Yatar Rishon Omer Alpet and the opposite. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote down Torah Shebalpet because it was going to be forgotten. That's one direction. But what about the other direction? We ask, Dvarim She Bichsav Iyatar Shalom and Alpet? That's the question of Tosfos in Meseches Tvura on Dav Yudal and Amebeis. V'yim Tomar Hechi Ka'amrinan Mizmorim Alpet. How do we daven every morning? How do we daven from a sitter? That's considered Balpet, right? You're not using a cloth. So Tosfos has two answers. First answer is, V'yesh Lomar De'en Lahakbid Rak Mashakasa B'chumish. Tosfos says you don't have to worry about Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Haftorah, you don't have to worry about. You know, the other items from Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Ashrei, you don't have to worry about. Nevi'im and Ksuvim, only issue is Torah. That's the only time when this principle applies. Aye, but we still have some. As Tosfos, Amnam Kasha, Hechi, Karina, and Vayosha, meaning as Yashir, Vikriyashma. Yeshlomar, then Tosfos goes to second day. De'ein lahakbid, Ella, Bidavr, Shemotzi, Acherim, Yidechovasan. The only issue is not for you to say it yourself. There's no isser for you to say Dvarim Shebechsav Balpet yourself. That only issue is if you're trying to be motzi someone else. So then it doesn't work if you're saying it Balpet. If I'm not reading from a cloth, then I can't be motzi someone else in Dvarim Shebechsav. That's Tosfos right here. The Shimon Kubet says, as to this, those are the 2 days in Tosfos. These are quoted, La'alachin Arachayim. And Arachayim, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this, in Simin Mem Tes, talking about, starting from the beginning, we say, the name of the Simin, She'yachal Omar Kriyashmal Balpet. You're allowed to say Kriyashmal Balpet, because there are other answers given to this question in the Rishonim. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes some of them. Even though, says the Shulchan Aruch, how many Simonim in Shulchan Aruch start off with an Afal Gav? Here's one of them. Maybe it's the only one. Afal Gav. Dekai Malan, Dvarim Shebechsav, Iyatai Rashay Lomar Nalpeh, Kol Dovar Sherogil, Vishogur Befikol. Another answer that Rishonim give. Anything that everybody knows by heart anyway. Everybody says it all the time. Kigon, Kriyashma, Ubirchas Koanim, Uparshas Hatamid, Vechayotze Bohen, Mutter. No problem. If it's known and everybody says it, Shogam Afikol, so then it is not a problem either. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's what applies to Kriyashma, that applies to Az Yashir, that applies to most items. What about Haftorah? So that's a Chumrah that some have to say the Haftorah Everybody should say the haftarah themselves, unless it's a shul that reads it from a klaf, then one doesn't need to. But if somebody is, if the Baal Kori is reading it, like in most shuls, from a sefer, from a navi, so that according to that day in Tosfos, then you're right, it's a chovas atzibur. I don't have a chi of chovas gavra to say the haftarah. But if I want to be connected to that takana drabanan of reciting the haftarah, so then I would have to say it myself in an undertone along with the chazans. That is a little discussion of the dvarim. If one has a klaf, one wouldn't have to do that. One has a klaf, correct. Also, there is a day of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah in Bracha says there is no problem with a kriya that is obligatory. Only kriyas that are not obligatory. So what's a kriya that's obligatory? So, Parsha Zachar, and Rabbeinu Yonah says, kriyas ha-karbanos in the morning. So he has that in the category of kriya mechuyeves. So the Achronim like to point out that Rabbeinu Yonah, you got to say karbanos in the morning. That's called a kriya mechuyeves by Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachas. But either way, it's an important topic that one should be aware of. Different days in the Rishonim how to answer the question. Okay.
Sometimes you have a professional Baal Kore who, as for kids in particular, I've seen him, will say, you know, stop your pasuk anyway in the Torah, you know, read the pasuk.
Right. So, is there stop? What about giving a dvar Torah? You're right. The question is, what about just, you know, having people say psukim, you know, stam, not even in a shir? What about in a shir? That's also baal peh. It's also baal peh. That's why we assume that, let's say, that day of Tos, second day of Tosfos, if it's only motzi achemi de chavasan, then it's not a problem. The only isser is where you're trying to be motzi somebody. If I'm just learning or giving a shir, so then there's no problem. No problem. It's a different type of isser than the opposite. Ram Shabal Peh, Itar Rishalom Ram Bachsav, which is per se, you're not allowed to write it down. Here, it's not an isser per se of saying it. You're not allowed to say it, Bal Peh, if you're trying to be motzi someone in the mitzvah. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, first Y line. Karatso Bakama, Lamed Beis Mabeis. How much does the Kohen Gadol have to do before he passes it on to the next Kohen? The Gvura wonders a little bit about this question. How much? You have to do enough to be considered a Shechita. If you don't do a Shechita, you didn't do the Shechita. And if you do all the Shechita, you never have to do all the Shechita. So, a little question exactly what the question is. But Karasa Bakama, Omar Ula Barov Shnayim. Ula says, Rov Shnayim, right? Most of the two Simanim, meaning exactly the same as a regular Shechita Schulin. We know by Shechita Schulin, the mitzvah is to Sheft, Rov Shnayim. And by a bird, as we'll see in a minute, rov echad, but that's halacha. Rov shnayim teshech v'chein. Amar Rabbi Yochanan barov shnayim. Also here barov shnayim. We have Reish Lakish savar barov shnayim, and Reish Lakish also, as we will see, holds barov shnayim. What's the chiddush of this line? Don't think that there's anything unique about the shechting of the carbon tamid on Yom Kippur. That's the chiddush. Right, it's Rov Shnayim, all these Amoram hold, that not only does it apply by Chulin, it also applies by Kachem. We'll see a little bit later if there's any differences between those two. But this is the Halacha. So Reish Lakish says also Rov Shnayim. Dam Reish Lakish, v'chimeachar d'sheshaninu, rubo shalachar kamahu, because in Maseches Chulin, the Mishnah tells us that Rubo shel echad kamohu, that rove of a simin is just like a simin, Rubo kekulo, lama shanino rove echad ba'of, rove shnayim bebehema. So why later in the Mishnah do we have it repeated? Rove of one simin by a bird, and rove of two simanim by an animal. Lefisha shanino, because we learned here in our Mishnah. You know why the Gemara in the Mishnah of Chulin has to have two lines? Because of the Mishnah in Yuma. Because the Mishnah in Yuma says, our Mishnah, Hevi'ilo asatame, they bring the carpet tame to the Kohen Gadol. Karatzo, he starts the Shechita. Umirik acher Shechita yado, and someone else finishes it. V'kibel asdama uzrako. And he's makabel the dam, and he sprinkles the dam. Yachol lo mirek yehe pasol. You might think, if he doesn't finish, it would be pasol. Meaning, he has to finish it. You might think that. So before we continue, the Braisa, the Gemara interrupts. What do you mean, Yachalo Mirkei Pasul? Really? There's a Havamina that if the Kohen Gadol doesn't finish it, it would be Pasul. Imkein Havilei Avodah Ba'acher. So that would reflect that the second half of the Shechita is Ma'akev? Then it must be that's part of the definition of Avodah Shem Kippurim. So of course the Kohen Gadol has to do it. So what's the Havamina that somebody else has to do it? So it can't be the Gemara really has a Havamina. The Braisa has a Havamina that somebody, that it would be Pasul if the Kohen Gadol doesn't do it. V'tanya, kol avodas Yom HaKippurim einon ksheiras elabo. So what do you mean? That can't be a Havamina. This is also one to put it on the list, right? There are five Gemaras on each side of which avodos the Kohen Gadol has to do on Yom Kippur. We have the Machlokas, Balamar, Ramban, all the Ritva and Daf Yud Beis. Does he have to do everything or just the unique avodos to Yom Kippur? But it's clear that he's doing the shechita here, so it sounds like he's doing the, has to do everything. So hachi kamar, no, this is the havamina. This is the conversation in the braisa. Yocho yehe pasol midirabanan. You might think that we would say it's pasol midirabanan, unless he finishes it. Why? After all, since he's focusing on the blood, the zrika is a crucial element here, more than other days, because here's the whole kapar of Klal Yisrael that's relying on all of his avoda. So you might think we might pasol midirabanan if he doesn't finish it totally, getting out all the dam, lakach shaninu. That's why we repeat the line in Chulin, rov echad ba'of, v'rov shnayim bebehema. Period. That's why we repeat it. Says the Gemara v'chemiachar da'afilu psulo midirabanan laka lamali lamarek. So, if it's fine and perfect after rov, so what do you have to do more than that? He does rov, and that's kosher by all other animals, so what do you have to finish it? Mitzvah lamarek. No, there's still a mitzvah. Once you're involved in the mitzvah, even though you don't need any more of the blood, there's still a mitzvah to finish the job. Not to get the result of more blood, but just the ma'isa mitzvah of shechita is completed with the mitzvah lamarek, even though it's not ma'akev.
It's
part of the, it's not an avoda hamakeves. There might be other parts of avoda, but it's not ma'akev on Yom Kippur in this regard. Couple of points. Number one, just in general, shechita. There is a machlokas we shown in whether shechita is a mitzvah. Whether it's counted as a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. Forget shechita's kachim, it's an avoda. It's for sure an avoda as part of the mitzvah of karbanos. There's no Shechita Kabbalah Olah Chazrika. Those aren't four separate Maisa Mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah called Karban Ola. There's a mitzvah called Karban Chatas. There's a mitzvah called Karban Shlomim, Karban Asham, Karban Mincha. These are all separate mitzvahs Aseh D'Oraisa. As part of those Karbanos, Shechita is included. But there's also a separate mitzvah Aseh D'Oraisa called Shechita according to some Rishonim. This is Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says that, Yoredei Aleph. The Rambam says that Shechita is a mitzvah aseh d'oraisa. He counts it, and the Ravid in the Minyan Hakatzar, the Ravid in the Minyan Hakatzar says that it is not counted. It is just what we call an iser aseh. If you don't shecht with shechita, right? Meaning if you don't kill with shechita, but if you kill some other way, then you're not being mevatel a mitzvah aseh. But it is just an iser aseh. If you look in the Yad Ephraim on the first page of Yeredeia, there on the bottom, he discusses this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Is it a matir? The Ravid might say. Here he says, Harambam b'sefer Yad Reishol v'shchita mana shchita l'mitzvah aseh v'kachuva b'tosas beitza u'bechulin v'zavachta huaseh. And the Ravid says, ein lo tam. Ain lo tam, because the Kesef Mishnah explains the Ravid mishum zein ze mitzvah mechuyaves. If you don't want to eat meat, you don't have to shecht. It's a lava ba mechlal asay. But the Rambam obviously holds no, because many mitzvos are situational. If you want to do this, then you have to go through this process. Some Rishonim say that's what chalitza is. Let's say a woman never plans to get married. She's 98 years old, and then she has a chiv of chalitza. Does she have to do chalitza? So, that's a machlokas. Machlokas achronim. Some say that chalitza is just what we call a matir. Of course it's counted as a mitzvah in one of the 613. Nobody argues on that. Of course chalitza is going to be counted. But it's situational. If you want the heter, then you have to do chalitza. So, it could be, that's what the Rambam holds. Even though it's a matir, it's still counted as a mitzvah, even though it is situational. Tevila is a matir. But it is considered a mitzvah. There are many matirim that are counted, but that is an important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether shechita itself is a mitzvah. We even make a bracha on shechita. According to the Ravid, it's not a mitzvah zaseh, it's just an iser aseh. You make a bracha because Rav Soloveitchik explained that there are two types of birchas hamitzvah. Even within the world of brachos, birchas hamitzvah, birchas hanenin, and birchas shevach v'hoda'ah, the three types of brachas that are mentioned by the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Brachas, even within birchas hamitzvah, he suggested there are two types of birchas hamitzvah. There's a bracha on a ma'isa hamitzvah, which is most of the time, you shake a lulav, and you blow shofar, and you read the Megillah, and there's a bracha on a chalos hamitzvah. Once in a while, there are mitzvahs that achieve a certain status, and as an acknowledgement of that status, I make a bracha. Sometimes it's one and the same. But sometimes Chazal even created two separate brachos, like by Bris Mila, the bracha of Al Hamila, which is the bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah, and the bracha of Lahachniso, which is an acknowledgement that now the child is a Mahul. Or by a marriage, Vitzivad Al Arayos Vasalam Sarusos, Brachas Kiddushin. So there's no separate mitzvah on the Maisa Kedushin. But that bracha, Rav Soloveitchik explains, is inclusive. It's a bracha on the chalos of Eishes Ish. Right? She becomes an Eishes Ish. So he also suggested maybe that's Shechita too. It's not, it is a, in the world of a mitzvah, matir, but it's chalos Shechita. Chalos Shechita. Maybe that's Tevila. Maybe that's Eruv. The Rambam says it's a bracha on Eruv. Right? On the chalos Kinyan Shvisa. So there's all these examples. But that's a bracha on a chalos ha-mitzvah, not just on a maisa ha-mitzvah. Good. There is a Rabbi Chana, just to mention, Rabbi Chana has this, the following chakira. He says, do you, and he mentions the chakira for a certain purpose, to answer a question. Do you look at Shechita that is one moment in time that, boom, I shecht and the Shechita, the heter Shechita kicks in? Or is it continuous? That this animal is considered a shachit continuously because it constantly has to get rid of the Isser Nevela. Because it could be at a certain point, let's say the behemoth is mefarcheses, it's still shaking around. There could be reasons why you need the heter Shechita to continue. That's his suffix here in Kovas Aret Simen Nun Tes. Ibi ina la heter Shechita rak b'shaita, o dilma to kolshi mesa yesh basiba le Isser Nevela tamid. The animal's dead, there's an Isser Nevela that might rear its head again. Elo de shem shchuta sheyesh alei matira b'kol shaita b'shaita. Vim yisbatel mimena shem shchuta at some point in the future, afinu mekana lahaba te'asir mishem nevela. That's a chakira in Shechita, and you can look there in Simen Nun Tes why he says that. Reminds me of the humorous question, the humorous story that Rav Zevin quotes from Rav Chaim. Somebody once came to Rav Chaim and starts talking to him about chakira and kiddushin. Is marriage a one-time moment, your makadish, or every second of one's life, they're like getting married to their wife again? And Rav Chaim looks at him interestingly and says, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. Right? If you hold the second view, so you're getting married every second of your life. Right, so Rav Chaim didn't think that you could say a chakira like that. Either way, but that is the this little discussion of Shechita. L'maskana, we just said that l'maisa, there is no difference in this regard between Shechita of Chulin and Shechita of Kachin. By both of them, you need rov, right? And there's no psul d'rabanan, but there's a mitzvah l'marik when it comes to kachim, which is l'maisa. L'maisa, the one difference, maybe on a l'chadchila level, to finish the shechita when it comes to shechitas kachim. There is one other example, I mean, not just one, but I'll mention one other example of a difference between shechitas kachim and shechitas chulin. It's the same act, l'chora, besides this mitzvah l'marik. But there is the Gemara in Zvachim, on Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara says, Misasik. The Gemara discusses Misasik. Minayin Misasik b'kachim shu pasal. How do I know that if I'm not focusing on the shechita by a karban, it's pasal? Because the pasuk says, V'shachar es ben abakar l'fnei Hashem, achide shechita l'shem ben bakar. What is the Gemara pasaling? What is Misasik in this context that is a big problem by shechita's kachim? Rashi says, Shochet kachim v'lo b'kavana. Ela kimis asek bidvarim acherim. Rashi sounds like you are not even focusing on doing a maisa shechita, right? You're throwing knives at the wall, and you happen to drop a knife. You're not even focusing on the maisa. Rashi is saying then that by shechitas chulin, that's okay, right? If you happen to just throw a knife and it checks the animal perfectly, but shechitas chulin, shechitas kachin, that is not allowed. Tosfos argues. Tosfos there quotes Rashi and says, I don't like that pshat. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that if you're not even doing the act. So Tosfos has a big chiddush. V'nira, mem zayinam an aleph, right before Yizeo Makoman. Hai mis asik de kachim hainu miskavin l'chaticha simanim v'lo l'shem zvicha. You have kavana to kill this animal by cutting its simanim, but you have no kavana that it should be a shechita. You have kavana that you're just killing the animal. But you don't have kavana for shechita. Amazing. You have kavana for a maisa shechita, but no heter shechita. That is enough to pasul by a kachim, but not enough to pasul by chulin. De b'chulin, kasher b'kachim pasul. That's what he says right here in chulin, in Zvachim Adaf Mem Zayin. Okay, we continue. Abai, there's a lot here. Rabosai, these dafim, there's something special in every daf in Shas. But we have some famous stories coming up. We have on the horizon, we have Hillel in a couple of days on the roof, you know, where it starts snowing. And we have, who's coming up? Nicanor is coming up in a couple of days. Anyway, but now we have something also. Abaya. Abaya Mesader Ma'aracha Mishpatik Marvali Bata Bashal. Every morning in our Siddur. We have Abaya Havimasadr, Sheda Hamaracha. Abaya said over the order of Avoda, Mishmei de Gemara, the Mesora that he had, according to Abishol. Remember, we already had Abishol once. The discussion of what splits in between the five and the two Neros, what do you put in between? Do you put the Ketores? Do you put the Dam HaTamid? So he tells like Abishol. Just one Ha'ara, two Ha'aras. Before we even get into it, we've quoted in the past the Tshuva of Rav Avadya, who says that we know there's an Isra D'Oraisa. It's terrible to pronounce Hashem's name. Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's an Isra D'Oraisa to do it, right? Ha'hogas Hashem Bo'os Yosef. So he has a little tshuva, where a little part of a section in Yabia Omer, where he says, if you say Abaya, Have, Mesader, Seder, Amaracha, V'chulu, quickly, Abaya ends with a Yud, and then you have Hey and a Vav and a Hey. So it's Yud Kei Vav Kei. So if you say it quickly, it might sound like you're pronouncing Shem Hashem. So that's why he switches the order of the words. He said you should say Misader Hava Abaya Seder Maracha. He switches it. But if you look in the Gemara, the word Hava is not even there. In the original sources, it doesn't say the word Hava. So you just skip that word. Abaya Misader. So you don't even have to get into the word. Again, I don't remember if he must point it out. That's true. But even if you have that, you're sus, then you should switch the order. But Abaya Misader. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Aleph, when he's talking about Karbanos, I'm sorry, in Simin Memches, Sif Aleph, Omrim Parshas HaTamid, right, we're talking about Karbanos today. You should say the Parsha of the Karban Tamid every morning. That's the most important part of Karbanos. Somebody has about 1 minute to say Karbanos, what does he say? He doesn't say Lo'olam Yehi Adam. The most important part of Karbanos is the Parsha of the Karban Tamid. Finishing off with the Pasuk of Eshachar Oso, Ayachu Lev Safona, that Pasuk is the most important part of all those five pages. We should try to say more. We should try to say Ezel Makoman. We should try to say all Karbanos. But V'omrim Parshas HaTamid, V'yesh Omrim Seder HaMa'aracha. It's the Ramah talking. V'ribono Olamim, Atasi V'sanu. V'im Iyefshar La'omro, B'tzibur, Yachol Omro V'eso. You can say it later on. V'lachzor Parshas HaTamid, Levad, B'tzibur, V'yechavin, V'chulu. V'nago Medaktakim, L'hisnoeya. People like to shuckle based on Kolas Mosei Tomarna. That's in the Ramah. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes right here. She's trying to say the Karban Tamid and say there Amaracha. Why? What we're about to learn in our Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah says we should say every day. So he had Have, Mishnah Berurah. If anybody learns Daf Yomi out there, says the Mishnah Berurah, and they're learning Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel Mitzvah Lilmod BeGemara Perish HaMeimra Hazu. You have to learn Pshat of this Meimra, not just to say it, but to learn it and then say it. V'chei mashanu omer b'chol yom in yani asiyas haktores kedei sheyovin mashihu omer ubazeti chashiv lo ha'amira b'makam haktora v'chei kasva asvarim kol osik b'parshas ha'ola kol osik b'parshas. So when we say this properly every morning, it's only once every 7.5 years that we get to fulfill this Mishnah Berurah. It's today, right? To learn properly Abaya Have or Abaya Misader HaMa'aracha, and then we say it, and then we have the kiyum of getting the credit for doing the avoda. It's the Mishnah Berurah. You can look it up in Simin Mem Ches. Says the Shulchan Aruch. So with that background, we get to the following. So Abaya says this is the order in the name of Abishol. So we're going to have the whole order of what's done every morning, and then the Gemara is going to go into Psukim, proving why this is the order of events. So, Ma'aracha Gedola, Kodemeth Ma'aracha Shiyash HaKetores. First the Kohanim set up the large pyre, large pile of wood on the Mizbeach, before the second. How many piles of wood were there? So, this discussion today, the Gemara only mentions two. The major large one, that was used for the animals, to burn the animals. Then you have the smaller one, which created coals to bring inside for the Ketores every day. Every day the Kohen brought burnt Ketores on the Mizbeach HaZahav, so he brought coals from there, and from that second pile, and burned Ketores on it. Why don't you just use from the first one? We need this whole separate one? Because they say it was like gross and oily and fatty. You're going to put that on the Mizbeach HaZahav with the Ketores? No, you have a separate one. We're going to learn later on that we paskin is a third one, like Rabbi Yossi. Later on, we're going to have it on Daf Mem Hei, that there was a third one that was there for Eish Tamid Tukad. To always, even though the other ones were also burning, but the separate one, to always have a fire burning on the Mizbeach. Why is that not mentioned here? You might say there's no Sha Kavua to be Mesader it. But either way, that is a third one. But now we'll get back to, at least our Gemara mentions two. So you have the set up the first, the big one, before you set up the second one. You set up the Marachas Shriya of the Ktores before you bring two Gezir of the Eitzin, the separate mitzvah, to go along with the carbon tamid, to bring two logs of wood to put on the big Maracha. Right, that comes after. You set up the first one, you set up the second one, and then you go back to the first one with the Seder Shnei Gezir Eitzim. The Seder Shnei Gezir Eitzim, Kodem Ledishim Mizbeach HaPanimi. And then those two woods go before the cleaning of the Mizbeach HaPanimi, the ashes that had been left there from the day before. V'dish Mizbeach HaPanimi kodem atavas chamesh neros, and the cleaning of the inner Mizbeach goes before the cleaning of the five neros. We will have an Amid Beis, the source for, why do you split the neros b'chlal? Why don't you just do all seven at once? Or all six at once if one of them was always burning? Right, but there's a Mesorah, based on sources, you have to split them, and we split them five and two. And you do five first. Vatavas chama, and we mentioned also in the past, Hatava means Rov Rishonim, just mean cleaning it out. The Rambam holds even lighting it. The Rambam holds even lighting it, which we'll get back to again on Amid Beis. Vatavas chamesh neiros kodem l'dam atamid. Cleaning out the five neiros comes before the dam atamid, the zrika. V'dam atamid kodem l'tavas shnei neiros. Then you go back. Right, that's why this is abishol. Because what splits the neiros? The dam atamid. Vatavas shnei neiros kodem l'ktores. And that's before the ktores. V'ktores kodem l'ivarim. Ktores goes before the limbs, the burning of the limbs of the carbon tamid. V'ivarim l'mincha. The mincha that goes along with the carbon ola. U'mincha l'chavitin. The chavitin is the kohen gadol's mincha brought every day. V'chavitin l'nesachin. And that goes before the wine libations. L'nesachin l'musafin. On the day that there's a carbon musaf. The musaf goes afterwards, because all previously had to do with the carbon tamid. U'musafin l'vazichin. If it's Shabbos. After the musaf is brought, then you burn the two bazichei levona that were hanging on the shulchan, which then is matir, the kohanim, to take the lechem apanim off of the shulchan. Ubazichin, letamed, shabbat. And then you can do everything else the whole day. All the other karbanas. But this is what you have to do. The bazichin is before the tamed shabbat harbayim. Shnei amar, v'yikdir aleh chelvei hashlamim, and we darshin aleh hashlam kol karbanos kulam. On it, on the karban, Tamid Shal Shachar, you do all the other karbanos, and the last karban you bring every day is the Tamid Shabbein Harbayim. With one exception, as we learned in Pesachim, the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is brought after the Karban Tamid. Maybe a couple of other avodas are done also. The menorah, right, is lit at night, the last avoda. But that is Adkan Divrei Abaya Misader Ma'aracha. The Vilna Gaon points out in Maseches Tamid, the emphasis of this is not only for what is not allowed to go before what, but you can't overlap either. One has to be before, has to be keseder. You can't do any of these mabas achas. You know what, you do the Torahs, I'm going to go do the Neris. Right? Even at the same time, is not allowed. It has to be one after another, misader, seder. Whenever there is a seder, that means a specific order that is required by halacha. The Briska Rav in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, we can mention this many times in this Masechta, let's mention it right now, we'll mention it again also. He says if you're medayik in the Rambam, unbelievable diyuk. All of these avodos, who is the chiv on conceptually? Who is the chiv on? Is it on the Kohanim? Is it on the Kohen Gadol? Is it on Bnei Yisrael? If you look by the Ktores, the language by in Mitzvah Chavches, the Rambam says, Shetziva ha-Kohanim la-Hakter Ktores b'chol yom, pa-mayim al-Mizbeach hazav. The Kohanim are obligated to bring Ktores every day. If you look by the Karban Tamid, the Rambam's Lashon is, la-Hak Shetzivanu. We are commanded, la-Hakriv b'mikdash shnei kvasim b'nei shana b'chol yom. The Elu Nikron Tamidim. He does not mention Kohanim by the Karban Tamid. Even though the Kohanim have to do the whole Avoda besides maybe Shrita, says the Briska Rav, sometimes you have Avodos, like the Ktores, which is uniquely, it's the Kohanim. The Kohanim's mitzvah, not Bnei Yisrael's mitzvah. It's the Kohanim's mitzvah. But on the other hand, sometimes you have Avodos, like the Karban Tamid, which it's Klal Yisrael's mitzvah, and the Kohanim are acting as our representatives to do our mitzvah for us. That's depending on the mitzvah. Vasher nira lomo lochiach mizeh, says the Griz. The avagat ktoris ba'atzmusa bevade carbon sibur. Ktoris is a carbon sibur, but avo benogel le'idyan ha-mitzvah chalukihi mishar carbon sibur. It's unique. Most things fall with the carbon tamid, says the Grizz. Be yisod chiyuva v'kiyam mitzvasa to call carbon tzibur kamo tibi dinu musafin v'chadome ikar dinam hu din chiyuv carbon shat tzibur mechayev chayev v'carbon zeh kamo kol mechuy v'carbon shel yachid u'mitzvasan miskayemes al yedei shat tzibur miskaprin vov v'carbon ola lenko chol ha'carbonas avaloki mitzvasa k'toras ikar mitzvasa hu sheyehe mimena sheyehe mimana maisa haktara b'chol yom al mazveh chazov k'desibircha v'ein l'cha b'mitzvasa el chiyuv maisa haktara b'lvad v'zu etza mitzvasa, that it's niktar on the mizbeach, but a yoser ein lanu ba. And then he quotes what's an afkamina? So he quotes his father, quotes Reb Chaim. What if you shechted the ktores shalo lishma? If the Kohanim shechted the ktores shalo lishma, Reb Chaim says, it's good enough. You will mekayim the mitzvah. That's something that has to be done l'shem klal Yisrael, and on behalf of all of klal Yisrael, like the carbon tamid. No, the ktores is a maizak Torah, and the Kohanim have to do it. So therefore, even if you do it shalo lishma, it would be enough. So that's even though we have a lot of things on this list, there might be differences conceptually between how to define the chiyuv and the Griz. And the Reb Chaim said ktores is different than other chiyuvim of the tzibur. Weiter. Amar mar maracha gdola kodesh lamaracha sheyesh ktores. Minolan, how do you know that? How do I know that the first one comes before the second one? Titanya hi haola al mokta al mazeh kol alayla zu maracha gdola. So, you see the big one comes before the first one. How do I know that each of these psukim refer to what we said? Maybe it's the opposite. No, mistavra maracha gdola adifa shaken kaparasa maruba. Right, mistavra, mislama, the maracha gdola comes first because kaparasa maruba. What does that mean? As we had yesterday. All karbanos are brought here. There is so much kapara that is achieved through this big fire. Adarabah, what do you mean? Maracha shniya difa, shkem achnisim imen alafim. But what do you mean? The second pyre is more unique and special because you take from it into the heichal. So answer, no. Afilo hachi, kaparasa meruba difa. Yesterday we ended in a stalemate. But today, what's the answer? Kapara meruba is adif. So therefore, that's what the achronim that we mentioned yesterday assume. And we had the case about what you get buried in, and we had the case of the machzarim and the sedurim, which, by the way, he was noted. Rav Zilberstein was noted to say the machzarim if the sedurim don't have the yantav in it because of this line, because our gemara has the maskan of kaparas meruba, right? It's more kaparas meruba. If you take the pshat that it means it has more kaparas, not just it's more common, like Rashi had a one line also. V'ibayisema, or a second answer, how you know the Maarach Gdola should come first. Ilo mishkach eitzen l'maracha shnia, milo ma'ayel mi'maracha gdola. Let's say you don't have good coals in the second one, in the second pyre. You take from the first one, but the evid, that's also okay for ktores. So it's more inclusive anyway. That's why you do that one first. So that's step one. Step two. Maracha shdiya shakaras kodemes l'sidur shnei gizri eitzim. Maracha, the cedar, the second maracha comes before the cedar of the two logs. That's mitzvah every day to put. Minalan dechsev ubir aleh echoin eitzim baboker baboker aleha velo chaverta. So the coin puts on it, on the big one, and not on the its chaver, on the other. There's no mitzvah to put shnei gizri eitzim on the smaller one, but if you have to have that limud, it must be they're both there when you go up, and you have a choice, right? Bichlal di yisal chaverta. It must be that both are there, right? B'shah, the bachid zim, b'shah shemasad, the shnik zirin, bichlal di yisal chaverta. So it must be that it's there, and that's how you know the first goes before the second, and the second goes before the sheik yisru eisim. V'hayalami b'yalei l'gufei, don't you need that to teach me the halacha itself? Shrei aleksivi, it says it twice. Fine. Next stage. See the shake zira asim kodim lajijim is bechapnimi. Afa gabda hachak siba boker baboker, hachak siba boker baboker. Even though they both siba boker baboker, which is very early, afilo hachi machshir adif. But still machshir, something that is getting ready for the next avoda, meaning putting wood, is a machshir. It's machshir, the burning that's going to happen afterwards. Cleaning out the mizbeach, so that is not looked at as much of a machshir, and therefore that comes second. So machshir, mind you, what's the machshir? Shnei gizri eitzim. But 1 minute, v'ha'amri shnei gizri eitzim l'maracha gedola azli. What do you mean? It's machshir for the ktores? That was the contrast that you wanted to say? Here's you cleaning out from the ktores, here you're putting, but here this is going on the big one, so it's not being used for the ktores anyway. So the Gemara gives three answers. No, amar rabbi yirmiya shum eitzim. But it's still wood put on a fire, and that's enough of a common denominator. Ravina Amarna, hov hiskel b'mamracha gomer. Since you started setting up all of the wood piles, so finish that up before you get onto removing any other area. And Rav Ashi Amar, as we said before, it is a machshir even for Ketores. Because if you don't, if the Marach HaShnia doesn't have good coals, you'll take from the big one, and it'll be good enough. Period. Next, V'dishim is Be'achapidimi Kodim Latavas Chabash Neiros. The cleaning out of the inner Mizbeach comes before the cleaning out of the five Neiros. Mai Taima, Amar Abaya, Gemara Gamirna, Svar Lo Yadana. I have that as a Mesorah, I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why you clean out the Mizbeach HaZav before you clean out the Menorah. Not sure, but I know you do it. That is Abaya. V'Rava Amar, my good friend, Kareish Lakish. I know why. Reish Lakish, Damar. Reish Lakish, Ein Mavir and Alamitzvus. There it is. Comes up in six places in Shas or so, right? You see on the side. Don't pass by mitzvahs. And what? And as we've said earlier, but we quote it again now, V'chi ayo lehechal b'mizbeach, paga b'resha. When you go into the hechal, you get to the mizbeach first. The first thing you hit. It's the most east kli. Titania, as the Brisa says, Shulchan b'tzafo, and the Shulchan's on the north side, Mashach menakos oshtei amos umechsa, away from the northern wall, 2.5 amos, why? Because you have to leave room for Kohanim to go on that side, because remember, you have to switch the breads, you have to put them in and take them out, right? Tamid. So you have to leave room on both sides of the Shulchan. So it's on the north side, but a little distant from the wall. Umenorah b'darim, and the Menorah is in the south, Mishucha menakos oshtei amos umechsa. Also pulled away from the wall a little bit. Mizbeach, and that's why, remember the Gemara says elsewhere, if you want to become smart, harosa lahachim yadrim, because that's where the menorah is. Harosa lahashir, right, yatspin. Look at the north, because that's the shulchan, symbol of Ashiris. Mizbeach,
does this prove that the menorah then was east-west?
That's a machlokas tanam in Maseches Menachos, whether it was east-west or north-south. Right, doesn't prove the menorah, because it doesn't say why the menorah had to be, the shulchan had, we had to have space on both sides. The menorah doesn't say exactly why it had to be, have some space there. Mizbeach mamutza v'yomid be'emsa, the mizbeach was in the middle, u'mashu klavei chutz kima, that's the raya. It was a little pulled out to the chutz, which is to the east, and that's why you get there, you get it first. V'nukwe ladayu, why didn't you line them up perfectly? Why do you have to stick them in the Mizbeach Hazav out a little bit? Kivan dechsiv, the es ha-menorah nochach ha-shulchan, bein in the chazal ha-adadi. It says the menorah and the shulchan have to be parallel to each other, so you can't have anything in between, and that is why you stick it out a little bit. If you remember the Meshachachma we mentioned in Masech HaShkalim, the Meshachachma discusses why Shlomo HaMelech made so many menoros and so many shulchanos. So, step one was he had to make so many menoros to light, it was a much larger area. So that's why he had to light more. And once you have more menoros, because of this pasuk, the shulchan has to be nochach ha-shulchan, you gotta get a mishulchan to be parallel to every menorah. So that's why the Meshachachm explained why he had to have both. The principle of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs comes up in many, many contexts, just to mention maybe one or two of them. That number one, it comes up in the poskim every Shabbos. When we make hamotzi, Al pi Kabbalah, the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that was supposed to make Hamotzi on Friday night on the lower Challah, on the under, on the Tachtona. So the Poskim, the Taz discusses there, Simin Reishai and Dalet, but if it's the Tachtona and I'm cutting, aren't I being Ma'avir on the top Challah? Ain't Ma'avir al Mitzvahs. That's why the Taz says, it's the bottom Challah, but you gotta hold the bottom one a little closer to you. When you make the bracha, so that's why there's no problem of ein ma'avir and ala mitzvahs. And if you want to be medactic, like the, you have to mark it beforehand, the Mishnah Berurah quotes there, it's been reishai and dalet, how exactly to cut. But that's how, number one, how to hold the challah. Number two, the Gemara is going to talk about tefillin, but we'll get to that in a second. Number three, the Radvaz, we haven't had this discussion in a long time, but we've had it before. The Radvaz has a tshuva, where he has discussed, somebody's in jail, and he gets offered that he's able to come out of jail one day a year. What day does he choose? Which day should he come out of jail? Should he come out today? Or should he come out Yom Kippur? Should he come out Purim? That is the Radvaz in Dalet Yud Gimel, towards the beginning here. The Radvaz says, maybe he should say that he should come out right now. He says, B'tchilo kasev da'adav Yom HaKippurim. I thought at the beginning Yom Kippur, V'yakach achliv Yom Kippur, Mishum Mikra Megillah, is it Yom Kippur, is it Purim, Vein Roy L'smach Advarim, I think they're all wrong. You know what I think? Today, why? Danan Kaimel on Dei Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs. Vein cholik bazek klal. Everybody agrees to it. Hilkach ha mitzvah harishon ashtav al yado sheyefshel asosa v'uchavish beveis asurim kodemes v'mashkichin im a mitzvah shepaga v'tchila hu kalo chamura. Ein atzi yodei matan scharin shal mitzvahs, as it says in Pirkei Avos. So therefore, says the Radvaz, ein ma'avir nala mitzvahs. The Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva about that Radvaz. The Sechemet has about 4 pages about that Radvaz. But do we really say that? Maybe Ein Ma'avirin does not mean if you only have one thing to do in front of you, if you have a choice of two mitzvos, which one do you do first? Again, Ein Ma'avirin comes up in many places. We just had it by Neiros Chanukah. Ein Ma'avirin ala mitzvos. Right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes that when we light our Chanukiah, you know, what do we go? Right to left, left to right? Do we light the most right one and then go over and pass over some neiros? Right, the minhag ha'olam is to light from left to right. So the poskim say that when I say the bracha, I'm supposed to be standing with my hand in front of the most left candle. Not in front of my chanukiah, my body. Because then my right arm is all the way to the right, and when I light the most left candle, I'm going to have to bring my hand all the way across and then light the left candle. Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos. So the best thing to do is to line up a little bit to the left of the Chanukiah, and then you light straight. Either way, Ein Ma'avirin obviously is a huge topic that comes up in many different contexts. The Pashas of Tosfos here, Ein Ma'avirin, is that it is a Din D'Oraisa. Not everyone agrees to that. The Radvaz also in a different Shuva sounds like it's Durabanan, but it is a D'Oraisa. That's the Radvaz elsewhere in another Shuva in Aleph Tuf Kuf Chaf Tes. That is a very interesting tshuva, where, actually we'll get to that, let's continue the Gemara first. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, continuing, Shma Mina Midere Shlokesh, you learn from Eish Shlokesh, the principle of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs, Avure Dara Atotafta Aser. Passing over the armed tefillin is Aser. Hechi Ovid, what should you do? Midara Latotafta. Right, you have to do the arm first. What exactly is the Gemara talking about here? Because of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs, you have to be careful with your tefillin. 3 days in the Rishonim, right here on the page. Rashi quotes, you know what this means? It means when you put it on. When you put it on, Rashi says, when you put on tefillin, let's say you're a righty, so you can put it on your left arm. My right arm, as I put on tefillin, my right arm, if I lift my arm up, it reaches my other arm before it reaches the top of my head. So when I put on tefillin, I have to put the arm tefillin on first, and then I have to put the rosh tefillin on. Because my arm, when I'm doing the maisa hanacha, reaches the other arm first. That's Rashi. Tosfos says, what? You don't need a Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs to tell me that. There's a din d'oraisa, ukshartem l'osa yadecha, and only after that, v'hayilutatavos b'ininecha. You don't need, Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs, you have to put a jishel yad on first. No. You know that from a pasuk in Chumash. So Tosfos argues, and Tosfos gives 2 other dais. In the name of Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who quotes Rav Haigon, who says, no, we're talking about after you take off your tefillin, and you are putting your tefillin into your tick, you have to make sure you put it in a way so that the next day, when you take out your tefillin, you'll be able to take out your shalyad first. Right? Tosfos obviously had a type of tick that only one fits in at the time. So when you take it out, you're only going to get to one. But the same principle applies in our tefillin bags, where you have them next to each other. If you have one of the tubes, then the same thing that Tosfos says. But if you have a regular tefillin bag, a tick, which is next to each other, the message is we have to put it in a way that I always know that I take out the shel yad first. That is based on Rabbeinu Tam right here in the name of Rav Haigon. And then at the end of Tosfos, Rabbeinu Eliyahu is quoted as saying, Mishmush, when I touch my tefillin throughout davening various times to do mishmush, so then I should touch my shel yad first before my shel rosh. Before my shel rosh, not only because of the pasuk of Ukshartem L'Osei Yadecha, L'Yitvos Bein Enecha, but also in terms of that's what you get first in Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs. Related to that is this Shuvah of the Radvaz in Chelek Aleph Simin Tav Kuf Chaf Tes. He says, what happens if you picked up the Shel Rosh first? So we paskin, you put the Shel Rosh down and you put on the Shel Yad first. That's what we paskin. But he says, it's totally on these days, Rashi, Rabbeinu Eliyahu. If it's only based on Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs, then it could be that's not the Din Le'ikuvah. And therefore, if you picked up a Shel Rosh by mistake, you'd put on the Shel Rosh first. But we paskin la halacha, that's a, like Tosfos said, that's a din likuva. It's not just based on Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs. Either way, he says that at the end, he has a fascinating line. He says, but in any case, when you pick up your shel rosh first, I don't even think that's what, there's no problem with Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs. If I pick up matzah on Rosh Hashanah and I put it down, ain't my virin mitzvahs? Because I'm not doing the mitzvah of matzah? No, it's not the time for the mitzvah of matzah. So that's why there's no ein ma'avirin until it's the time to do it. So says the Radvaz, if we have a chiyuv to put on the shel yad before the shel rosh, if I pick up my shel rosh, that's not a problem of ein ma'avirin. It's not the time for the shel rosh yet. The time for the shel rosh is only after I put on the shel yad. So it could be, he has in that one line, v'lav de mistafina, havi amina de ein kan ma'avir l'mitzvahs, kivet shumuchuyav litsho shel yad tchila, and adayin lo higi zman for the shel rosh. But then he quotes at the end, but there's a lot of secret Kabbalah, gam lufitam mitzvahs tefillin v'sodam, ein ra'ui l'shanos ha-seder klal. But you should really make sure, even if you want to rely on some shitas that switch the order, don't. Ki hu mishanes sidrei bracious. When you put on tefillin, it's like doing unbelievable things in Shamayim. De ma'alin bakodesh vein moridin, tefillin shel rosh has more kedusha, it has four klafim, v'lachenim nefulo, bagash rosh chila, and therefore l'maisa, the Radvaz paskins like we paskin, if you picked up the shel rosh first, put it down, and then put on the shel yad first.
Are they two separate mitzvahs?
Yes, two separate mitzvahs. They are two separate mitzvahs counted in the 613. They're not ma'akiv each other. If somebody has a cast on their arm that even covers their shoulder the whole way, you just put on the shel rosh. Shel rosh, two separate mitzvahs. Okay. We continue. Vatavas chavash neiris kodem ladama tamid. Back to the order. Vatama tamid kodem latavash neiris. My taima. Why do you split it? Five, and then the tamid, and then two. Amar abaya. Hahuba boker aboker. The shnei gizre eitzim. Delo tzrichi. That, the, it says baboker aboker by the shnei gizre eitzim, and that's not needed. So shadin olacha. So throw it here. What does that mean? Use it in a different context. Chad shadi altavas chavash neiros. One of them throw to the five neighbors, deliktimi latama tamid. Baboker means early in the morning, to teach me that it's done before the carbon tamid. V'chadya shadi latama tamid, denekadni latava shtei neiros. And then one you throw to the tamid to tell me that it goes before the other two. Chad shadi latava shtei neiros, deliktimi latama tamid, dehachat tlasa v'hachat shrei. All together, if you look at the psukim, that it's 3-2. So three babokers beats two babokers. V'chad shadi l'dama tamid, t'niktami l'tavas shtei neiros, avagab d'hachatrei v'hachatrei, even though they're both two, mechaper adif. Zrikas hadam goes before hatavas shtei neiros. Semicolon. Amalir pavalabaya, why do you throw it that way? Why do you distribute it that way? V'ein machad shadi l'dishim is be'ach ha'pnimi. Why don't you put one in the cleaning out of the Mizeach HaPnimi going before the Tamid? Meaning, why don't you, you know, distribute it differently? Why do you distribute it, as you said, one to the five Neiros and one to the Dama Tamid? No, see, MK, no, if you do it as you're suggesting, you wouldn't have any Hefsek between the five and the two. And you need a hefsik between the five and the two. That's why you have to do it as I suggested. Says the Gemara, why do you have a hefsik between the five and the two? Ha nichal Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, who says that it's not so important to separate. Da'amar lama mitivin v'chozim mitivin. Why do you separate the two? Kedei lahargish kol azar kula, just to create an excitement in the Beis HaMikdash Shapur, then you can say, then fine, you have a question. Elalur Rabbi Yochanan, Da'amar Baboker, Baboker, Chalkeel, Shnei Bekarim, Michael Amemar, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said it's a real din to split it, that you have to have a hefsik, so then you would have to have it, you'd have to say that, you know, you need the hefsik, and that's why you have to split it up, as I said to split it up. Period. It's a new set. Okay, one more little section. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Hai Baboker Baboker De Eitzim Mimi Yater. This whole thing started off, the two Babokers by the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim are extra. Are they extra? Hami Bari Leila Gufei. No, that teaches me the Ikar Adin. To Amar HaKam Rachmana, Nikta Molam HaRach HaShniya Shal Ketores. That's to teach me Ikar Adin, that it goes very early in the Avoda. Amalei, no, V'lav Miu Kimna, didn't we already learn an Amad Aleph? Aleha V'lo Al Chaverta, Michlal Di Isa L'Chaverta? I already learned that you put them on the big one and not this second one. So you see the second one's already there, so you already know it's at that stage from before. So that's why the Baboker Babokers are extra, and therefore they are open to use for either the Dama Tamid or the Hatavas Chamesh Neiros. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Maishna, and by the Shem, we will continue with the order in Abaya in the coming days as we get to other important issues here in Avodas Yom Kippur.